Hoover. November 14, 1901, typed. Brother Hoover. This is the last evening I shall spend in Boulder. Before daylight tomorrow morning, we shall be on our way to Denver. I cannot sleep, for your case is a heavy burden on my mind. Your course of action with reference to Miss Learned is not of a character to help her. She is deceived. She has followed you from place to place because your influence has infatuated her, and she desires to be where you are. Your smooth words and fair speeches have cast a spell over her. This has been opened to me, and I am instructed to say to you, break this spell. Unless she changes her course of action, she will be spoiled for this life and for the life to come. She needs an influence altogether different from the influence which you have exerted over her. Your habits and practices need to be purified, refined, and ennobled. Your familiarity with Miss Learned is prohibited by the Word of God, and should be prohibited by the rules of the institution with which you are connected. Married men should not be allowed to take liberties with young women which unmarried men are forbidden to take. You have faculties which would make you useful if you were under the control of the Spirit of God. But while you are exalted with the thought of your own wisdom, God cannot use you. You need to become nothing in your own estimation, that you may see yourself as you really are, the cause of great perplexity to your fellow workers who are anxious to make use of you, but who are afraid that your influence will be misleading. You are not fitted to say what your position should be, for you cannot see afar off. Our institutions, and especially our medical institutions, need the help of men who will most carefully guard the principles of righteousness. People who come to our sanitariums are sick because they have disregarded the laws of life. They need to be shown the importance of right habits. But if they see that the helpers are lax and careless, they are encouraged to follow their own objectionable practices. You are not a proper judge of your own merits. Are you a true missionary? Are you carrying forward Christ's work intelligently? Do you appreciate the privilege of studying in His school? Come unto me, Christ says, and I will give you rest. Take upon you my yoke of submission and obedience. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you will find rest unto your soul. Matthew 11, verse 28-29. Then you will not worry for fear that you are not appreciated. Trust your case with me, saith the Lord, and rest will come to you. He who tries to carry himself has a very heavy burden. Supposing himself to be sufficient for all things, he walks in strange paths, forgetting the precious invitation that brings life and light and peace to those who accept it. Do not counteract the efforts of the physicians to cooperate with Christ. All who are connected with our sanitariums are to elevate the standard of true godliness. Abstain from every appearance of evil. Put away the familiarity with young girls which in the past has spoiled your record. Never bring any anxiety to those bearing responsibilities in the sanitarium. Never confuse the minds of those around you by following a wrong course of action. Be discreet. Bear all the burdens you can. Become acquainted with the different lines of work, that you may be a valuable helper. Devote yourself to your home. Train your children in the fear and love of God. Then you will understand His will. Your course of action will be unblameable because you follow the principles of God's Word. You will be filled with an intense desire to save the souls perishing around you. You will walk as Christ walked, following His example in all things. You will understand the true science of heaven and will consecrate your talents to God's service, striving to save those who are wandering away from Christ. You will follow in the path of self-sacrifice trodden by the Savior, bearing the cross after Him. You will have a deep sense of the responsibilities resting on you as a husband and father. Consecrated to God, you will walk in His light. You will have a much more correct idea of your duties in the sanitarium. Your mind will not be filled with your own perverted ideas of science, but your desire will be to help the institution to which you have pledged your service. You will not allow your natural inclinations to obtain the victory, but will walk worthily before God and your fellow workers.